I guess we can take a look at sports right now here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And I guess we'll go to story number one, because it's at that time of year. A Lakers fan has won $100,000 after hitting a half-court shot. So congratulations. Half-court shot in front of people, and the fan put it in, won $100,000. De Niro. Who says basketball doesn't pay? Even pays for the fans. That is my big story number one in sports. Big story number two would be the fact that we have spring training. And I actually watched some spring training games last night, which is really nice. Nice way to relax and calm down and dream of days to come, but also watch a little baseball. Well, this is not surprising. It's too bad. Johnny Manziel has been released by the Alouettes in the CFL for violating an agreement. That you, Mike? That must be you.
It's me.
All right. I'm just talking about the kid that can't seem to stay out of trouble, Johnny Manziel. He even lost. He got kicked out of the CFL because he violated an agreement, unable to abide by the terms of his contract.
Good.
So, see, in the CFL, if you don't abide by the terms of your contract, you're kicked out. In the NFL, you go to arbitration and you win.
Does the CFL have a players' union?
I think they do, but I think they're just glad to play football. Do you know what I mean?
It's a last chance motel.
Yeah, so I don't think that anybody fools around. You know, you never hear stories like you hear out of the NFL and CFL because it's a much tighter run ship. But then again, it's not the moneymaker that the NFL is. So, but
no,
anyway,
the NFL's it's a monopoly, go right down the line with it.
They print cash. They print cash. Mm-hmm. I think they print more cash than the United States prints.
They might. But they print it. They don't print it. They earn it. Yeah. The country just prints it, and there goes your inflation rate.
And see where that kid last night at the Lakers game at halftime put in a half-court shot for $100,000?
Nah. I don't watch pro basketball. Who put up the money? LeBron James?
I don't know. Probably.
Try to get people in the building?
Probably. I don't know. Hey, you know what was nice, though? It was nice for just about 30 or 40 minutes last night. I put on the Major League Baseball Network and was watching, I think it was the Indians versus the Twins. And it was just nice to watch baseball.
That's it, just to watch baseball. Doesn't matter who's playing, just mm-mm. Watch baseball.
You see the green, the warmth, and that slugger for Minnesota. When I was watching, that kid that hits all those home runs,
belted, Latin guy.
Yeah, he belted a blast. What a blast! Yeah, what a blast he hit.
He was good. He hurt them last year when he got injured at the end of the year. That hurt them a lot. But he's a good player.
All right, where else do you want to go in sports now?
Well, we could stay with baseball for a minute. I will take all bets. I'll book all the bets you want. You just have to give me the cash up front like you do with a real betting establishment. Bryce Harper's the favorite for the National League MVP.
Yep.
I'll take all bets. I'll book them all. I'll book every bet anybody wants to make. He will not be the National League MVP. You can write it down today, February 28th. I said it.
No, he'll probably be playing in the American League.
Who cares where he's playing? He won't. He's not going to be the MVP.
Why do they put him? Why would they put him at the MVP?
I don't know. Maybe his agent gave the Riders a couple of bucks to do it, so this way you can enhance his contract.
Yeah,
it's a joke.
I saw that story. I hope
he sits out. I hope nobody signs him. I hope he sits out the whole year.
All right, and if you're a referee, don't mess with the Ole Miss basketball fans. They threw.
I didn't see the play because I was at a basketball game last night, which is probably the the best high school game I've seen in 25 years. But I heard about it. What happened?
After a referee's call, they just threw trash all over the court.
Well, what was the call like?
It was a late call,
probably determined the game because I think it was a 2-point game.
73-71. That's exactly right. 73-71. Ole Miss had one chance to take the lead back, he was called. The player put up a 3-point attempt, and he was called for a charge, and that ended the game. And the fans.
I went to watch a game last night between Rumson and who the heck did they play? They played another Division II team from New Jersey. Tremendous game. The referees let the kids play. We all looked up at the scoreboard, and, you know, they show team fouls. In the fourth quarter, it was 2 apiece. And let me tell you, these kids were going after each other with hatchets. They were banging the heck out of each other. But the referees let the kids play the game and determine the outcome. They didn't become part of the outcome. Plainsboro was the team they played, I think it was. And it was a tremendous game. Rumson was getting blown out of the building. They were losing by 15, 16 points in the first quarter. Thought they were going to get beat by 30. And then as coaches become coaches, the other team's coach took them out of the game plan. The other team had so much speed, Rumson couldn't stay with them. He decided, we're not going to run anymore. Rumson scored the last 13 points before the half. And it was a seesaw battle in the third. Rumson finally took a lead with about 3 minutes left and won the game by 10. Talk about coaching too much. Just let what got you there get you there. Why would you change anything? So the opposite of college and the NBA, these refs let the kids determine the game themselves. And that's the way it should be. The referees, the best referee, the best umpire, as I said before, is the one that you know is not even there. When the referee is somehow involved in the outcome of a game, he's not doing the job he's supposed to do.
All right, well.
I didn't see the play. I don't know if it was a blatant charge or not. I can't say. But if it wasn't, you got to let them play the game.
Yeah, so that's what it was all about. They pelted. They didn't wait. But the minute the clock hit zero, boom, it was like World War III started.
Well, this is the second time in a week it happened?
Yeah.
It happened the other day when somebody threw a stuffed doll on the field on the court, and it determined the outcome of the game. Not good. Yeah. Shouldn't be like that.
All right.
I don't care who's playing.
All right. We have racing to talk about tomorrow?
A lot of racing this weekend.
All right.
Fountain of Youth is down at Gulfstream with a lot of stakes around it, and we got a couple other stakes elsewhere. Last week was a rarity where you don't have anything big going on during the winter, but it's just the way that these things fall now, where these different tracks have super days, and they don't stretch their stakes out over the longevity of the meet. So tomorrow's one of those super days down at Gulfstream, and we'll have plenty of racing to talk about tomorrow.